Part 1, Chapter 4. So began those 9 years of uninterrupted tranquillity. They were characterized by an extraordinary want of any communicativeness on the part of the Ashburnhams, to which we, on our part, replied by leaving out quite as extraordinarily and nearly as completely the personal note. Indeed, you may take it that what characterized our relationship was an atmosphere of taking everything for granted. The given proposition was that we were all good people. We took for granted that we all liked beef underdone, but not too underdone. That both men preferred a good liqueur brandy after lunch. That both women drank a very light Rhine wine, qualified with Fischingen water, that sort of thing. It was also taken for granted that we were both sufficiently well off to afford anything that we could reasonably want in the way of amusements fitting to our station, that we could take motor cars and carriages by the day, that we could give each other dinners and dine our friends, and we could indulge, if we liked, in economy. Thus, Florence was in the habit of having the Daily Telegraph sent to her every day from London. She was always an Anglomaniac, was Florence. The Paris edition of the New York Herald was always good enough for me. But when we discovered that the Ashburnhams' copy of the London paper followed them from England, Leonora and Florence decided between them to suppress one subscription 1 year and the other the next. Similarly, it was the habit of the Grand Duke of Nassau-Schwerin, who came yearly to the baths, to dine once with about 18 families of regular Kur guests. In return, he would give a dinner to all the 18 at once. And since these dinners were rather expensive, you had to take the Grand Duke and a good many of his suite and any members of the...